Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Who should bat cleanup behind Bryce Harper? Three choices, obviously. You can have a right-handed stick behind Bryce. All three have gotten it through the years with the opportunity, but it's moved around over the last couple years. Should it be Boehm, Castellanos, or JT Realmuto? Or choice D, apparently, Jason Kelce coming out of retirement to play for the Philadelphia Eagles. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear future NFL Hall of Famer and one of our greats ever in Philadelphia sports, someone who does know what it means and what it's like to win a championship, Mr. Jason Kelce. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, pal?
How's everyone doing? This is fun.
This is Red October, man. This is what it's about. Because you know the deal, Jason. You played for a long time. You made the playoffs like a decent amount, but there's only so many chances you get, and some players get zero chances.
Yeah.
With an extremely supreme team.
Yeah.
You had two cracks at a supreme team, 17 and 22.
Yeah.
You guys were top two or three of the NFL and obviously won, you know, 20. These guys have a real shot this year, Jason.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I think, you know, both of those years were really just like magical in a lot of ways for us. And, you know, getting there is so hard and so many things have to go right. And in football, you know, there's... You know, it's one or done, so it's even more, like, heightened. There's not, like, these series that tend to, I think, push the truly who are the better teams forward. Like, a lot of times it's kind of like, who's the best team on that day, which I really love about the football postseason. But, you know, there's something about playoff baseball that just resonates so much, I think, with everyone across the country. It's like, you know, America's pastime.
Yeah.
It's so ingrained in us. And I don't know that there's... The playoffs are just fantastic.
Let me give you what it's always reminded me of, Jason. By the way, let me say, Jason brought to us as he is today, and of course, today at Chickies and Pete's, and with us for the next hour, Jason brought to us by his beer, Garage Beer. The garage always open, light beer like it used to be. Find Garage Beer at your local retailer or at drinkgaragebeer.com. That's drinkgaragebeer.com, official beer of the Kelce brothers and dads everywhere. Jason, here's what playoff baseball has always reminded me of. Popping champagne. And here's why. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pressure when champagne gets popped. And for a long time, sometimes years, it doesn't get popped at all. Like, a baseball season is long.
Yeah.
It is not like football where we get, for many years, 16 games or now 17. And, like, Sunday is, you know, once a week. Like, a lot, like, we're hardcore baseball, but there's a lot of people like, I'll check out an inning. I'll check them out next week. I'll be away on vacation. Like, baseball,
sure.
Like, when you get to the postseason, it goes from being very relaxed
yeah.
to very not relaxed very quickly.
For sure.
And I love that about postseason baseball.
Of course, and especially here. The bank, is, I mean, it's been just absolutely, you know, bedlam, whatever they've been.
Yeah, that's right.
But, it, you know, it's, and it's renowned. Like, multiple people, when I've been out, they're like, what is it like truly in the postseason in Philadelphia? And, you know, it's special down there. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. You know, I grew up an Indians fan or Guardians fan, and it was just such a we were really good in the 90s. Charlie Manuel and a lot of people that ended up coming to the Phillies after that.
Yes, right.
Who I grew up with, and it was just there's something about playoff baseball when it's really clicking that it just invigorates and takes hold of a city in a completely different way.
You know, Jason, speaking of playoffs, we'd sure love to have a playoff football team, and a lot of people teetering now. So we had a poll earlier this week, 61% saying not a playoff team. Look, time will tell, but give me your sense of, you know, your concern now with how the team looks. I mean, I know no one cares more than you do.
Yeah.
But man, it's been pretty rough out of the gate.
Yeah, it's been rough. It's been up and down. I mean, they're 2-2. Both sides of the ball have showed, you know, times of playing really good football, and both sides of the ball have shown times of playing really bad. And I think this past game, they're really bad on both sides. You know, offensively, you know, missing their two best perimeter players, that hurts, especially when you're playing a defensive coordinator like Todd, who, you know, you just, he's not going to let you go in and be one-dimensional. Like, I know everybody's like, hand the ball off to Saquon. I think it's going to be very, very hard, especially given what he was doing up front. And I think it's difficult going up to a place where you've struggled without horses on the outside and trying to have success. That being said, they should have done better than they did.
Yeah.
That's just the reality of it. Like, it was like 0 to 255 yards at one point. Like, that's an embarrassment, right? And they're going to be hard at work to fix that. And then defensively, you know, it's just so crazy seeing the two extremes of what happened against the Saints and then what happened against Tampa Bay. And I guess the one positive to look at would be, you know, if they can do that to the Saints, they have some really good pieces there, because I don't think you can do that to an opposing offense without having good players. But just a really, really just – it was really hard to watch, to be honest with you.
Jason, why does it feel like Kellen Moore – in the offense haven't held to the standard of change that we saw in week one? What I mean by that is week one, we were seeing more pre-snap motion. We were seeing more Jalen under center. Mm-hmm. And now it feels like over the course of the first month of the season, the offense has sort of reverted back to, you know, less of that stuff.
Sure.
And more simplicity and more stagnance. Stagnance?
I think that
yeah, stagnation.
Yeah,
maybe
either one.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
that's the important part.
Yeah,
that is the important part.
I think you know, there's first of all, I don't know truly like why that's happened. I think that one, all offseason they were really hard at work trying to figure out how to incorporate all these pieces.
Yeah,
so it makes sense going into week one. You're going to try all these new different motions and things like that. And there's probably things that worked well that they liked, and there's probably things that they didn't like and they took it out. I think they're missing guys, and whenever you're missing guys, I think you have a tendency as a coach to try and incorporate the new pieces so they feel comfortable and you know, they can play fast, which is something that I don't know that we did see on either side of the ball, which is frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's probably multiple things, but with between guys being out and trying to like incorporate that, and between trial and error from how the season had gone to that point, they're probably trying to run with the things that they think they have the best shot at executing.
The turnovers, it's
yeah.
Just it's so inexplicable.
Yeah.
I guess, can you try to explain it? That the numbers are crazy. Like, the Jalen, once upon a time, I thought he was, that was his greatest strength.
Yeah.
Not turning the ball over. And now it feels like his and our offense's greatest weakness. Why is that?
You know, I don't, I think that the turnovers, if you look at them as to how they've happened, the one good sign.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To me, is that they haven't been outside of week one. Week one, yes, there were bad decisions made and poor throws that happened in that game. But since then, I haven't seen that. And those are the ones that are really like throwing into bad coverage, throwing balls to guys that don't have any business being thrown that ball. Those are the ones that are really concerning when you're watching, and I don't see that. The ones more recently have been the fumbles, which, like, listen, he's got to put two hands on the ball and have more awareness. Obviously, yeah. The guy runs right by him. You know he's still there, but he's trying to make a play late. But I think that the fumbles are things that it's harder to know how to coach that. It's like, you know, just put two hands on the ball and have better awareness. But he's not throwing the ball, in my opinion, into dangerous areas. Other guys haven't been really turning it over outside of the muff punts, which that's a whole nother thing. It was a comedy of errors, honestly, in that first game across the board. It was hard. Yeah.
All right. Jason Kelce with us. So a lot on the Eagles, obviously, with Jason here. Again, you can join us at Chickies and Pete's. It's a big Phillies pep rally also. It's a 13.5-hour broadcast. Now, we're four of those 13.5 hours, but the station will be doing all the shows all the way through 7:30 tonight. You can join us, of course, on the phone lines, also 215-592-9494. From this Red October Chickies and Pete's pep rally, let me tell you, you can enjoy the new Kelce combo at Chickies, crafted by Jason. It includes craft fries,
crafted by you,
a barbecue burger, and garage beer. Tell us about that, Jason.
That's great, Jason.
That sounds like good stuff right there.
I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Pete always offered the back of this establishment up to former players or families, current players after games. And
were you supposed to say that on the air?
I don't know, but I just did. Whatever. You know, am I allowed to say that, Pete?
Now he's going to get flooded, and now Pete's going to need 37 new security guards on Sundays at 5 o'clock.
But we've always grown up. Whenever my family's in town, or whenever, which was a lot early on in my career, especially, and then we would go to the back, and you know, you'd hang out after the games. It'd be a place for all the guys to kind of, you know, decongest from this intense matchup that you've been waiting for all week, and you just got done pouring it all on the field, and you get to go back there, eat some food, hang out with everybody. That's where I first met Ava, actually. And
shocking in a bar.
And I used to love the barbecue burger and the crab fries, so it felt like the right thing to combine here.
I love it. Well, we love it at WIP, obviously, our association with Cheekies and Pete's. I mean, Pete's awesome, and it's just an amazing establishment. Be here all through October for just, you know, every television you can imagine. It's going to be tuned to the Phils, and you can join us right now on the phone lines and be here over the next many hours as WIP broadcast from here. Reminder, station announcement coming up in about an hour. 8:40 today, station announcement, which will include a special guest joining us on set in an hour. Let's go to the phones. Gary in Whitehall right now. Rob Thompson with us in 15 minutes. Good morning, Gary.
Morning, everybody. How we doing today?
Doing great, Gary.
Excited, Gary. We got playoff baseball in 2 days. Oh, and by the way, the Eagles can't lose. The Eagles actually can't lose this week.
And it's Red October, Joe. It's Red October. Yes. And, I kind of agree with what you said, Joe, about how Tomber was explaining with Sanchez and Noah going through the stats. And the home ERA compared to the road ERA with Sanchez. But you know how Topper is with his analytics. You know, righty-lefty is actually probably the way to go.
Well, here's the problem with that. I think Aaron Nola is better. And I want Aaron Nola to start more in October than Christopher Sanchez. So my inclination is Nola, but I know people have been very split on this, and I know that based on what Rob Thompson said yesterday, while he didn't declare it, it sure sounded like it's going to be Christopher Sanchez, and maybe in 15 minutes when he joins us on the show, we'll find out it is. But, I mean, Gary, I worry less about splitting righty and lefties. I worry more about having the best pitcher pitch the most often. That's just.
I agree with you.
But Gary, I will say there's a great argument. There is a great argument, not only for Sanchez at home getting the second start, but for Nola, particularly if it's a hostile environment like, I was going to say Shea. What is it? City Field?
Wasn't City Field.
Like, that's, you know, do I trust, like, let me put it this way. I trust Aaron Nola more in game two, and I trust Aaron Nola more in game three.
So it's just a matter of
which way do you want to split
Absolutely.
It up. He only gets one of the two
starts.
Wasn't
Christopher Sanchez's last start at home?
It was.
And
yes.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't great.
Christopher Sanchez is a small sample size, and he's been outstanding in that small sample size. But, man, we know who Aaron Nola is, and I would rather have that guy pitch for us in the postseason.
Okay,
it's close, but I'm tipping my hat to Aaron Nola.
I am too, but Gary, I will give you another pro-Sanchez argument. We didn't know who Aaron Nola in October was until we saw him get a true, real start 2 years ago in October, and he shined, and he shined again, and he shined again. I mean, there's an argument that Christopher Sanchez, who's younger, and this year was largely better, that this is actually just his time to step into that. I mean, that happens in sports. I mean, just because David Cone was the Yankees' main starter in 1996 doesn't mean he's their main starter in 1999. You know, there's a passing of the torch in sports. Maybe it is Christopher Sanchez's time.
Roger Clemens comes along. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. All right, Gary, give me an answer. What's red, my man?
Oh, either way, I don't care. Go Phillies.
Great answer.
That's great. All right, let's listen to Dave Dombrowski. Ben, I want to get your assessment of what Dombo said here. This was a couple days ago, I think, maybe 2 days ago. So Dave Dombrowski talked recently about what could be different this year comparative to the last 2 years when they went on great runs, but ultimately came up short in the end. Here's Dombrowski recently on a potential difference.
What's weighed more heavily in the decision on the starting pitchers, the second starter?
James, Joe, cut that off. We'll get to that in a moment. We'll get that audio situated. In the meantime, let's go to the phones. Jason Kelsey with us also. Let's talk to Glenn in Center City. Good morning, Glenn.
Let me tell you guys something. Did you see the movie Aliens?
Yes.
Yeah. Great movie.
You know all the Marine Corps people that was in that movie, Hicks, all them guys.
Yeah, Bill Paxton, Crusher.
They all just left my house.
Where are we going?
Good question,
Glenn,
Jason.
Glenn, you got Jason asking you, where are we going here?
Let me tell you something.
All right.
I'm sleeping in bed listening to WIP at 6 in the morning. They're banging on my door. Boom, 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 boom. Open the door. Open the door. Man, I open the door. It's like 18 cops, guns drawn and everything. I'm like, oh my God, am I going to be a statistic this morning?
Yeah, I'm confused. Are you saying you think there's too much Philly? Hold on, Glenn, hang on. Are you saying you think there's too much Philly's worry in the air? I'm just trying to understand what you're saying here.
I don't know, bro, but all I know is they wasn't looking for me. They was looking for one of my ex-girlfriends.
All right, Glenn, we appreciate the call. 215.
So that was a real story.
I'm here to talk Red October. If you're not going to make the point, what's
the point?
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.